Nope, very clear. I mean, you look at the yen carry trades, which came from the United States, and you see how that went, how that came about.
That came from the United States. So much of the world economy since World War II has come from the United States. Is that what we're saying? Right, and the hidden factor of that is that China is the backbone of that economy that came from the United States.
If you'll quit getting so busy about saving face and start coming into your place of power, it'll go better for all of you over there in Japan, we promise.
Yeah, what is it about? Japanese are known to be very tribal. A friend told me that in Paris that Japanese tourists only allow themselves to be guided by Japanese tour guides. Let's say that's a unique situation, or maybe it's more general. What is it in the Japanese tribal makeup that makes them want that kind of situation?
Well, we don't want to be coarse.
Well, we're not being coarse, but we can use words that don't hurt us, and we can be as brutal as possible.
No, I want to be coarse. Why do we hold back? What's the point?
Yeah, we don't need to hold back. Maybe you have
they
to.
Were raised up, they were raised up to be bigoted, self-righteous, individual communists.
Communists in Japan?
Oh, yeah.
Communists. Now, do you mean Marxian economy or just a tribal conformity?
Tribal conformity.
Okay.
The whole point of Japan is that you have all these gods, and if you don't embrace each of those gods with respect and honor and save face, then you will be squashed off our planet.
Now, isn't most cultures, tribal cultures, like that?
Not Bimini.
Not Bimini. There's no culture there.
Oh, stop it. Now we're going to hear from the Biminis.
No, the Bimini is the place that was bombed by the post-World War II nuclear testing and affected Dave Worster's spine. You remember that? The Bimini radioactivity? It's an atoll, Bimini, but I don't know what I was referring to at all. But so James, you got these tribal Japan, and they're different. What makes them different? Is the isolation of their geography? Why are they, quote, paranoid like this?
It's not paranoid. It's just that it's more important to save face than it is. They'd much rather be right
than happy.
Wow.
So they're the culture with that aspect. Now, what can you say? Is there a reason, looking for a reason, why they got that tendency?
Well, they don't know any other tendency.
Is it because some individuals who happen to be Japanese instilled that thousands of years ago in the culture? Or is there something of the makeup of that genetic thing called Japanese that makes them think this way?
No, it's not genetic. It's just the apple falls off the tree, it doesn't fall very far.
Okay, well, if they created that, was it one individual who started that meme?
Most things that way are.
So who? Let's name that. This is a great point of Japanese history. Who's the individual who created that meme that became the distinctive feature of Japanese?
You have to go back to the very first emperor.
All right, then who? Is that at the time of the first Jesus? Or before that?
Before.
Oh, way back. So the emperor did this, which is like a Rai principle.
Mm.
Well, that's the way it was set up. That's the way it's set up. That was the whole point.
Emperor Jimmu. J-I-M-M-U was the first emperor of Japan.
What's the dating they have? According to the traditional order of succession. The traditionally based claim to throne on its descent from Jimmy. No firm dates can be assigned to this early. They admit there's no time. Is Jimmu still alive, Ion?
No.
Did he go to the Gulf?
Yes.
They give an approximate date.
With a question mark.
Yeah, February 18th, 660 BC, which is the time of Thales, the Greek philosopher, Thales, and Parmenides, and
Wilson too, wasn't it?
No, Woodrow Wilson. Yes, in the big now. I worked in this emperor's court. I was an Illuminati guy for him. But we try to be linear.
You polished those gold-plated sandals, did you?
Look, they get real accurate here, right. They get real, they go, according to Shinto belief, Jimmu is regarded as a direct descendant of the sun goddess Amaterasu. Now, who's this sun goddess? It didn't have a beginning. That's the point.
From the sun, yeah. I mean,
but we do, in ratios of tension of symmetries and proportions, we begin to think there was a beginning. Because we'd like to do that.
We don't have a problem if you like to do that, as long as you don't get stuck there. And what you're talking about here, specifically with Japan, is they seem to have gotten stuck within the culture realization of their place of power, and which applies in saving face. How much does face cost?
Right, and that's in the world of mortar, because there's lots of great Japanese individuals who are not subject to that way of thinking. Right?
And aren't noticing any of this post-fall that would get up the nose of others.